We're in the middle of the Maamar, but before going further, I want to spend a few minutes on just explaining something that we went through very, very briefly and quickly in the last shiur. Try to clarify it a little bit. We spoke about the external will or superficial will and the internal ratzin. Just to explain that a tiny bit, it's called chitzenius haratzin and pnimius haratzin. Chitzenius haratzin is when I want something because I really want something else. So the chitzenius haratzin is what I want, but I don't really want that. I really want something else. And in order to get the something else, I need that. So chitzenius haratzin is like a stepping stool for the pnimius haratzin. We're not going to give any mashalim and dogmais for that right now. Maybe in other places and other times in Chassidus it talks about it. But in our context, what that would mean is Hashem wants the world. He wants it to exist, and that's why it exists. But why does he want the world to exist? He has a purpose in it. Torah and mitzvahs, and ultimately, Dira B'techtoinim, Mashiach. So when we spoke about mitzvahs being Hashem's ratzin, and we said not the ratzin that influences and precedes chachma, but a deeper ratzin than that. And what we mean is that there's a ratzin, both in a person and within Hashem, that precedes and brings whatever follows, whether it's chachma or any other ability that I have. I want to do something and therefore I do it. I want to know something and therefore I learn it. That's chitzenius haratzin. But then there's the pnimius haratzin, like the subconscious ratzin. What do I really want? Why do I want this and that? There's something deeper that I want. So the chitzenius haratzin builds the structure of ishtalshalos. Hashem wants a world and therefore he needs to make the entire seder ishtalshalos to have a world. And that's what we meant when we said that mitzvahs, when we do Hashem's mitzvahs, it's not just that which builds, so to speak, the body, the structure of ishtalshalos, or the body of Hashem. Like we said, Hashem says, va'asisem oisam, and we said, va'asisem atem, that you will make me, you will create my body, you will create my build. Again, meaning to say, yeah, if Hashem deeply wants a dir b'techtainim, and deeply wants us to do mitzvahs, so then he needs to make a world that will allow that to happen, a world in which we will be able to do mitzvahs. So mitzvahs gets Hashem to create a world. That's chitzenius haratzin. But pnimius haratzin is the mitzvah itself. And that's what we meant when we said pnimius haratzin touches Hashem's deep, so to speak, subconscious, that which is above hishtalshalos, that which is above that which motivates the world, the ultimate will of Hashem. And that's what mitzvahs really touch. And again, that someone can only tap into through fulfilling that will. Fulfilling Torah mitzvahs actually, and not just the kavanas mitzvahs, the actual mitzvahs. And again, that can only be tapped into and reached in our world where Hashem's actual ratzin is, that we should practically do mitzvahs with the physical world, with physical objects, with our physical body and reality. We're holding now Amnam. Amnam tzarich lavin hine aklal de kolag vei yaser yared lamati yaser hurak laya vehoychacha shekeni amitzias lamaila. This rule that whatever is above, whatever is higher falls further and lower, is a fact in life. That which is on a higher place in a wall, for example, as the Rebbe will bring, falls further away when the wall falls. So that proves that that's the way it is, l'mailok, because everything physical, everything in the physical reality is a reflection of its spiritual truth. And the physical is just a manifestation of the spiritual truth. There are different dugmais brought for that which falls lower really originates in higher. That Hashem, the highest level of Hashem, the fact that Hashem is exalted and wholly removed, that rests in the low spirited, in the lowest. We know it's true. We know the fact. It's proven. This is the way it works. That which falls lower originates in higher. We know that, and that's a reflection, a manifestation of the spiritual truth, that's the way it works. The question is, how does it work? How is the lowest a place for the highest? Highest and lowest are opposites, seemingly. So how is the lowest a place for the highest to dwell. Ach inyanu mishum sheYisrael nekru banim lamakim, yidin are called the children of Hashem. V'Yisrael kein kiben yachid shenelad lahirim zkenim le'isik nusam. K'teres Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, when he describes the love that Hashem has to yidin, he says it's like the love that a parent has for a child, which is intrinsic, unconditional, natural, and deep, obviously. And not only that, but it's the love that that parents have to their child, to their one and only child, which obviously has even a greater level of infinite love. And not only that, but the parents gave birth to this child at an aged state of their life. Obviously, that love is infinite and indescribable. And that's the love that Hashem has to every single yid. Shelachein heim bebchinas ben ha-mischat lifnei aviv. It's like a child that sins to his father. So, yeah, it's a sin, but it's a whole different experience when it's a child to a father. They remain child and father, parent and child, and their connection remains even after sin. So generally, when someone sins to someone else, that breaks the relationship. But by a parent and child, it doesn't break the relationship. Because they are, like we said, it's intrinsic, it's unconditional. Especially when the person does tshuva, meaning that the person realizes this connection that they have that's above any condition, that even if the son sins, even when the son deviates and goes away seemingly from the apparent connection, child-parent connection, still they're connected. So in other words, tshuva brings out that they are so deeply connected. And therefore they can experience the greatest and deepest godliness. It says in the pasuk, Elikim, al domilach, al techrash, val tishket kel. We tell Hashem, don't be silent, Hashem. Isa b'medrash tilam ala pasuk. The medrash says on the pasuk, shat tzadikim rim lakadosh baruch hu, ma tase. That the tzadikim tell Hashem what to do. Oim rim loy, they tell Hashem, kum v'hu kam chulu. They say, arise, and he arises. Oim rim loy al tishan. They say, don't sleep, v'hu mesayr chulu. He wakes up. Oim rim loy al domi, v'hu shemeh chulu. They say, don't be silent, and he listens to them. Al techrash, val tishket, ad sha'ater raya be'elbim banecha. Don't be silent until you arise and stand up for the shame of your children. So the Tzemach Tzedek, whose yard site begins on Moitzei Shabbos, that Sunday, and that already begins at Mincha time, in his Rishimis that he has on Tehillim, on that Pasuk, this that Yidden tell Hashem what to do is similar to what the Maggid explains, that Yidden have the ability, like Cheni HaMagel, that switches Hashem's Ratzin. It's like a son that sins before his father, and still Hashem does what the sinning son desires. Maybe Hashem be'eratir l'arav ha-magid, ma she'isa b'zayir gabi ha-slicha. Shebikesh Moshe al kaparas chet ha-egel. He talks about this, that Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in accomplishing forgiveness. For the chet ha-egel, the ochid li b'drei ha-chulu, it's like he grabs him by the hand. Maybe Moshe l'zeh, me'echad shalakech z'chavir, etzel ha-yad ve'ina manicha yisi leilach, u'mishan yurtzein ikach. It's like someone that grabs his friend by the arm and does not let the person go until they change their mind. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu does to Hashem. This is what Yidden can do to Hashem, so to speak, twist his arm until he changes what he wants. The reason is because after Chet Ha'Egel, Yidden are on the level of tshuva, which again expresses and manifests the deepest relationship possible. So at that time, they had the deepest type of relationship possible, again, like a child that sins, but they remain a child. Because, and over here, they even have tshuva, which means it's not just in the negative, that even though I'm a sinner, still I'm a child, which brings out that essential connection. No, but now I actually recognize that connection. I recognize that relationship. But you have to, like tzaddikim will do tshuva. Because again, they'll realize they'll be able to experience that relationship. Because in galus, tzaddikim don't have that. Because tzaddikim have an open, regular relationship with Hashem. So that deeper relationship, that despite my misbehavior, I'm still related, tzaddikim generally don't have. Only when Mashiach comes, they'll have that deeper relationship as well. Ritz Hashem, next year, I'll just start with an interesting story connected to this last point. Ezes Hashem.